Good evening. I'm Diane Scalzi, your Zoom host for this presentation. Welcome to Apple Bites with Herbie Allen, sponsored by Blind Information Technology Specialists, BITS, a special interest affiliate of the American Council of the Blind. For more information, please visit our website at www.bits-acb.org. Again, that's www.bits-acb.org. There you will learn about how to become a member and read announcements about our presentations, chats, and roundtables, which are open to everyone. You can also receive announcements about our activities in your inbox by sending a blank email to bits-announce+subscribe@groups.io. Again, that's bits-announce+subscribe@groups.io. In addition, BITS members can download recordings of our roundtables and presentations, join our members-only Facebook group, and be automatically subscribed to our discussion email list. Annual dues are $20, $10 for students, $250 for a life membership, and $15 for ACB Life members. Please visit our website for further information. And with that, I will turn the proceedings over to Herbie.
All right. Thank you, Diane. And welcome, everybody, to Apple Bites. Let us talk about the latest and greatest with the Apple world, and that is going to be iOS 16. We also have a brand new iPhone out that I will just briefly talk about, and which is the iPhone 14 Pro. That just came out this last week, as a matter of fact. If you were able to pre-order it in time, you got it in a timely manner. A lot of people will have to wait. The big deal with that is the much larger camera and the dynamic island. I do not have an iPhone 14, so I will not really be able to demo any of that. But also slightly better battery life and supposedly faster processor speeds, which is really going to depend on what phone model you are upgrading from. That is what's happening with the new iPhone. We also have the new Apple Watch and the Apple Watch Ultra. Now, the Apple Watch Ultra really sounds intriguing if you are especially into extreme sports. And it is a lot bigger, and it only comes in a cell/Wi-Fi model, not a Wi-Fi only model. And there is also the Series 8, which is just your normal 45-inch watch. Another thing that is probably getting the most rave reviews right now are the new AirPods Pro version 2. You may remember I did a call on AirPods a while back. Well, I guess I'm going to have to revisit that at some point with the AirPods Pro 2, with better sound quality and also better noise transparency as well, including some auto gain features that can help block out loud noises, and also now a slide-up volume control. I do not have these yet, but they will definitely probably make my way onto my Christmas list, and I will be able to talk about them on a future call.
However, mine are coming mid-October.
Yours are coming mid-October? Yep. All right. Well, if you would like me to, I could do an address change on them. So they come to Texas instead of Michigan, and I will test them out for you and let you know, you know, it my duty here to you Apple Bites listeners, you know, make sure that you're getting the best reviews possible here. So otherwise, I'm also fine if we need to, we can find another host for that month and I can have you be my guest instead and talk about them. So if you won't let me do the address change, that's not nice, is it, guys? Okay. The AirPods Pro 2, so definitely check those out. Those are in-ear, by the way, and they do have the ear tips, and they now come in 4 sizes instead of 3, so you now have an ultra small for the very tiny ears, so definitely check those out. But there is one thing I do have, and that's what I'm going to show you all today, and that is iOS 16. So if you have an iPhone 8 or above, then you will be able to update your phone to the iOS 16 update. If not, then there is still an iOS 15 update if your phone supports that. And you can make sure you update to the latest for that. iOS 16 has had a few bugs here and there, unfortunately. The most glaring one being the passcode bugs that affects VoiceOver, where you can turn off your phone, turn it back on, and not have VoiceOver and are unable to log in. There are some workarounds. However, if you have updated to the later iOS 16 that has come out, I believe that bug is now addressed, so it should no longer be a factor. There have been some other bugs with notification centers and stuff like that with notifications on the lock screen. I don't know if those have been resolved rather for the general public. I am running the beta, so I can be a little bit ahead of some of you guys at times. So I don't know what has been fixed for you all and what is yet to come. But you should now be okay upgrading to iOS 16. So what are you going to get with iOS 16? Well, there's quite a new number of things, actually. We've got everything from new things with messages, mail, door detection with the magnifier, new things with Siri, and a whole lot more. And I'm going to talk about a lot of them. I am going to demo some of them, not everything, because we just never get through the call. And I also want to be able to ensure that I leave time for your questions as well. So, without further ado, let's get started. Perhaps one of the biggest changes that a lot of people, you probably are primarily in two camps on this one. You're either for this or against it. And I will truthfully tell you that I am against it, but nevertheless, what is done is done. And there probably is no going back. And that is the introduction of Eloquence as a screen reader to the iPhone.
Please note that Eloquence is simply a text-to-speech engine that has been added to iOS 16 and does not replace VoiceOver as the primary screen reader.
Now, it is worth noting that Android users, yes, they have had this option for a while now, but if they wanted it, they had to pay for it. Apple, on the other hand, well, they give it to us for free, and it's very easy to enable. And what we're going to do is
1909
go
for
to
1909.
settings. As you can hear, that is
Social
not
media
the
for
voice I'm using on my phone. Open settings.
settings.
And now I'm going to look for accessibility.
Air, white, blue, person, no, focus, screen, general, control, center, display, home screen, accessibility, button, vision, heading, voiceover, on, but voiceover, tap once to dub, learn, voiceover,
And we're
practice.
going to go to voiceover, which you just heard me do, and then go to speech.
Speaking rate, speech, button, voice, see.
Now, I do want to mention before we go on, Eloquence is not the only new voice that has been introduced to iOS 16. So we're going to hear some of the others as well. Let's
Selected
double
English
tap.
US heading Agnes button Alex button Allison button
We've had
Ava
those.
button
Ava! You know, there is something new that you do need to hear with Ava.
English US heading
And there are three versions of Ava now.
Ava and Ava using 16 MB actions available. Ava enhanced using 263.8 MB. Ava premium using 323 MB actions available.
So, yes, now there is a premium version of Ava. What do the different ones sound like? Well, I'm glad you asked.
Ava using
Selected Ava using 16 MB.
So this is the compact Ava.
Ava enhanced. Ava premium using 323 MB. Ava enhanced.
And now we're going to switch to the enhanced one.
Selected Ava enhanced using 263.8 MB. Ava using 16 MB. Selected Ava enhanced using 200 Ava premium using 300.
And now the premium one.
Selected Ava premium using 323 MB. Ava enhanced using 263.8 Ava using 16 MB. Actions available.
You know, somebody commented once that they prefer the Ava Enhanced over the Ava Premium just because the Premium sounds a little bit more robotic. And I can see what they mean. So that is your Ava Premium.
English. Back button.
So
English.
Let's use her to go to our next selected voice.
Bruce. Eloquence. Bruce. Button.
And let's see. Bruce. I don't remember English. If we had him on iOS 15.
Download Bruce. 1.5 mega. Download.
But I think we did. English. So I'm going to skip him.
English. Eloquence. But English. Us. Heading.
Now it's really interesting with the Eloquence voices. They don't actually have a download option. You just double tap on the voice and it works. So
Eddie. Actions available.
Let's go through them.
Selected. Eddie. Flow. Actions available. Grammar. Act grammar. Act read. Act grammar. Flow. Select English. Us. Eloquence. Heading.
I just
English.
Gotta say, this
back
totally
button,
sounds
English.
Weird
back
hearing
button.
Eloquence talk like this. You know?
English. Selected. Eloquence. Evan. But Fred. Evan. Selected. Eloquence. English. Us. Select flow. Grammar. Flow.
All right, let's go through
actions
some
available.
Ones.
Selected. Flow.
For some reason, she's really fast.
Actions. Activate. Edit.
Oh.
Actions. Characters. Words. Settings. Screen recognition. Off. Auto loading. On. Keep rate. 55%.
And she's at 55% too.
50%. 55%. 50%. 45%.
So that's rather interesting. If you go to 55%, she's...
60%. 65%. 70%. 70%.
So if you can read at this type of speed...
It's distorted.
Yeah, if you can read at that speed, good luck.
60%. 50%.
Anyway...
55%. Action available. Selected. Grandma.
So I guess Flo was meant to really be fast. This is Grandma.
Grandpa. Actions available. Selected. Grandpa.
You know, actually, in some respects, he is one of my favorite voices, but...
Read. Actions available. Selected. Read.
The default Eloquence voice. And by the way, I forgot to mention, in case anybody does not know, Eloquence is the default voice with JAWS for Windows.
Rocco. Actions available.
Selected. Rocco. Sandy. Actions available.
Selected. Sandy. Shelly. Actions available.
Selected. Shelly. Selected. Shelly.
All right. So now let's...
Rock, read. Grandpa. Actions available.
And we'll just read. Let read...
Actions available. Selected. Read.
...be our default voice for now. And
English. English.
He's
back
going
button.
To take us
English.
To our main thing, but this is what it sounds like if you have
Eloquence
reading your
read.
Phone real
button.
Quick.
Social folder. 8 apps. 6 new items. Social media folder. 6 apps. Not sports folder. 7 apps. Music folder. 5 apps. App settings. Active.
And one thing I do want to mention is, at least I do not notice a difference in latency when it comes to Eloquence. The probably the biggest advantage I see really truthfully to Eloquence, aside from the fact that some people feel comfortable with it, is that it probably can have, some of the voices can have higher speeds than some of the other voices with voiceover. So
Evan,
there
button,
you go.
Red button, Evan,
Evan
button,
he has
English,
a new
us,
one.
Heading, download Evan. 5.9 Evan enhanced using 200 Evan enhanced.
We're just gonna
select Evan enhanced using 290.9 megabytes. Down English edit button Evan heading English back English selected Evan enhanced Fred but Joel button
Joel
English
is new.
Us. Joel enhanced using 100
selected Joel enhanced selected Joel enhanced using 143.2 megabytes. English edit button Joel heading English. Back button. English. Selected. Joel. Junior. Button. Kathy. Button. Junior. Button. English. Us. Junior. Actions available.
Selected. Junior.
I don't remember if we had Junior back button, before English. Or not.
Kathy. Button. Nathan. Button. Nikki. Button. Nathan. Button.
I can't remember
English,
if Nathan
us.
Is
download Nathan. Nathan. Download Nathan and has.
So we will let him download.
Download. Stop downloading Nathan Enhanced. 116 megabytes. 14% downloaded. Button. Actions available.
He's a big voice.
Stop downloading Nathan Enhanced. 116 megabytes. Actions available. Nathan Enhanced. Using 137. Nathan Enhanced.
Selected. Nathan. Enhanced. Using 137.1 megabyte. Download English. Edit. Button. Nathan. Head. Edit. Nathan. Edit. Button.
Edit? Whoa,
Nathan.
Boy.
English. English. Back button.
I think
English.
He's got some pronunciation
selected.
Issues.
Nathan. Nikki. Button. Noel.
We've had Nikki. Noel's
English.
The one.
Us. Noel. Enhanced.
Selected. Noel. Enhanced. Using 146 megabyte. English. Edit. Noel. English.
And she's
back
just
button.
A smaller
English.
Version of
back
Joel.
English.
And if you don't believe
Joel.
Me.
Fred. Evan. Fred. Joel. Button. English. Us. Joel. Enhanced. Selected. Joel. Enhanced. Using 140.
See, Joel's at a slightly
Joel.
Lower
English.
Pitch.
English. Back button. English. Kathy. But Nathan. Nikki. Noel. Ralph. Button. Samantha. Button. Ralph. Button.
I forget
English.
If Ralph
us. Ralph.
New.
Ralph.
Selected, Ralph. Selected, Ava, Ralph, Ava, English, back button, English. Nikki, button, Noel, select, Samantha, Siri, button, Susan, button, Tom, button, Vicky, button, Victoria, button, Zoe, button.
Zoe is English, awesome.
Head down, Zoe enhanced, using 300.
Selected. Selected. Zoe enhanced, using 312.5 megabytes. Down, English, edit, Zoe, English,
all
back
right,
button, English,
I'm
back button,
go back to
Siri, Samantha, but Ralph,
favorite,
Siri, button,
though,
English,
if you don't
edit,
mind,
English,
and if you
download
do
voice
mind,
5, 300, down, voice, download voice 3, 4, voice 4, using 450, selected, voice 4, using,
and there's a reason why she uses 450 megabytes. She is a very crisp and clear voice. So that is just an idea of some of the new voices you will find on iOS. I don't remember if all the voices work on the older phones, so you will have to try them out. Okay, now that we've done that, some other big features that have come to iOS 16. And that would be new message features. And we also have some similar options in Mail as well. So, for instance, now with Messages, you can
English,
unsend
us,
messages that you send. So this means
social
if you
folder,
write somebody
apps,
and say,
item,
you jerk, you no good pizza, and then you send it, and then you actually have a moment's remorse and you think they're not going to see it, you have a chance to take it back. Provided they also have iOS 16. Mm-mm-mm. If there's ever a good reason not to upgrade your phone, it's so that way people cannot take back their messages. So, you know, I can't use Diane actually as a test.
Social folder, 8 apps, 6 new items.
She does not have iOS 16.
WhatsApp, Zoom, email, Telegram, email, Zoom,
see.
WhatsApp, mail, messages.
Do I have anybody
messages
on here
edit,
who
button,
I have in my contacts that I can use as a test bed? I am just looking real quick, guys. Oh, yes, I do. Let's see if
conversation
has
vertical scroll bar,
16
pages,
16.
Chanel and Connie on plus one, iBug Mac plus one, Juan Ali Saya, Alexa reminder plus iBug plus one, Belinda Collins.
Shall I ask her to unmute?
Ana Cindy Estrada, Chanel and Connie, Riley.
Yes,
pinned,
ask her to
actions
unmute.
Available.
Kat, I just need to know yes or no. Have you upgraded to iOS 16?
Okay, Kat, you should be able to unmute.
Yes.
Excellent. All right.
Chanel and Connie, right? iBug, right?
So,
Ana Cindy Estrada, Belinda Collins. Plus one, iBug MacBuzz, plus one.
Now you're not showing up on my phone.
Juan Ali
Saya,
Alexa reminder,
nice.
Walmart. Some of your
Walmart.
Okay, Sue Ellen Miller,
we'll just
messages, heading, compose, button. 2K, K-A-A-T-T, results, expand option. Katie Ralston,
no.
Katri, expand, Kate, Chevrolet, Katie Frederick, Kathy, expand option, Kat Hanks.
Thank you.
Two, text field, CAD, delete, cam, apps, message.
All right,
I'm return,
so
emoji,
I'm
going to
send
emoji, button,
Kat
return.
A message here.
Message,
and
deliver, cam,
don't
apps,
worry,
message,
it'll be
iMessage,
a nice
text
message.
Field.
Nothing that,
insertion, frail screen
that
input.
I promise
orientation
you.
Locked. Landscape, dot, T-I-S, space, this,
a,
space,
S-T-E,
street, period. Sent message, portrait, words,
and
message,
you know what?
Text
I just
field. Is editing,
I don't
apps, camera, messages,
message
your iMessage, your iMessage, this a test, 19, 19, reply, button,
so I'm
going to
do
button.
A three-finger triple tap on, a one-finger triple tap, rather, on the message, and I'm going to swipe to the right.
Thumbs up, button, thumbs down, button, haha, button, exclamation mark, question mark, button, reply, button, undo send, button.
Oops, yep, see there, I can undo send.
Edit, button.
Or I can edit if I want. And you can edit up to 5 times, so you know what? I meant
text
to say
field.
This
is, editing.
Is
a
test.
Test. React. Activate default. Characters.
So let's
send
see
edit.
If
the text
I can
field
do this.
Is editing. React. Activate react.
Really?
Cancel text field. Is editing. This a test. Insertion point at react. Activate default. Misspelled words. Actions. Misspelled words. Actions. Act characters.
Thank you.
Cap T. Cap T. Cap H I S space A A O I I S S space space P.
And now I can
P.
Okay, it wants to hide. Fine.
E. Echo. Cancel edit. Button. Emoji. Button. Return. Space.
So
numbers.
I can cancel edit. I see that.
Text field. Is send it. Camera. Button. Send edit. Button.
There we go. And now I can send
message.
Edit.
Text field. Is editing. iMessage. Character mode. In
and
apps.
Now it
camera.
Reads,
messages. Delivered. Bullet. Edited. Button.
And it tells me that it's delivered and edited.
Your iMessage. This is a test. 19. 19.
You know what? Actually,
reply,
I've changed
button,
my
heart,
mind.
Button.
I really don't want to message
thumbs,
Kat.
Thumbs, ha. Exclamation question mark. Reply. Undo send. Edit. Button. Undo send. Button. Effect. Your iMessage. This is a test. 19. 19. Message. Text
and now,
field. Mess apps. Button.
Voila.
Camera. Button. Messages. You unsent a message.
The message is gone and I can see in my message history that I unsent a message. All right, you know what? Maybe the reason why I did not want to send Kat the message is I want to send her an audio message instead. Do you mind if I pick on you, Kat? You can't talk, so you don't get a say in it. I'm so nice. But see, guys, you don't want to become friends with me. I'm going to there are two ways that you can send an audio message. Well, three ways. Two have been in existence for a while. One being able to use Siri to send an audio message. And I'm going to show you the other way in just a minute. But if you want to do it the iOS 16 way, you can double tap
message,
apps.
Text feed, iMessage, apps, photo, store, button, Apple Cache, fitness, button, audio, button, digital touch, button,
and
audio,
and you
want
to go double tap audio.
Tap or hold to record.
And now I can tap or hold to record. This is a test. I want to send this to you in audio form instead.
Digital touch button, emoji button, digital audio fitness button, Apple Cache store photo, iMessage, apps store app fit audio digital memo stick hashtag images button music button Reddit drafts
all right.
Record.
Oh, that's right, because the record is at the bottom. This is a test. I want to send this to you in audio form instead. Now, what are you going to do, voiceover? Not be nice, that's for sure.
Uh-oh.
All right. These are live demos, folks. I gotta tell you, there is a reason I do
Email.
Not use
Zoom.
This method, so I'm having to get out of messages.
Active.
Now let's get back in here and see where we're
messages.
At.
Messages. Back button. Plus one. Messages. Delivered. Heading left. Your iMessage. My phone is on. Deliver. You unsent a message. Button.
Okay.
You unsent a message. Button.
So
you unsent
now,
a message. You unsent a message. Deliver. Your iMessage.
It's
deliver.
Going
you unsent
to be
a message. You unsent a
okay.
Words.
So there
you
is
you
another
a message,
and simpler
set messages,
way that I
active,
like
closing
to send
messages,
voice
app switcher,
messages,
WhatsApp,
and
Zoom.
I'm going to
tell
show
you Zoom, WhatsApp, mail,
exactly
messages.
How to do it, and I think you'll
message, messages. You unsent
find
a message,
this a lot
camera,
easier.
Apps, button, message, iMessage, apps, photos, store, button, photo,
so
iMessage,
let's hide
apps,
our apps, first of all.
Apps, mess, apps, button, message, iMessage,
so now
text
I'm going to double tap on the
message,
iMessage
text.
Field, and all I'm going to do now is just hold the phone to my ear. And you heard that dinging noise, so this is a test. I want to send this to you in audio form instead of written form. And I move the phone away from my ear, and voila, I get my confirming tone that it stopped recording.
Speech off.
I
speech
left my speech on, actually, so I can view right.
Cat button. FaceTime. Message delivered. Heading level 3.
We gotta
Cap
go
e.
to the
pop-up. Send messages. Send button.
To the send button. It's right there. And if I don't want to send it,
Cap-Q.
I can always
send
play it
recording
back.
Length. Delete audio recording. Apps button.
Or actually, I cannot play it back on here.
Delete recording
okay.
Length. 9 seconds.
But I can see it's nine
send
seconds,
button.
And I can
send message.
Send.
Messages. You're off.
And there you go. That's still the easiest way to send an audio message, and what it's a method that has been in existence ever since they introduced how to do audio messages. Unsending of mail is not something I've had much experience with, so I'm not going to really demo that, but that is another feature that you can do on iOS 16. All right, next is what's new with Siri. And this is an interesting one because, first of all, perhaps one of the biggest and controversial changes is the new tone that she has. And a lot of people do not like this. Here, I'm going to hold it
back
up
button,
to the mic
cat,
and
button.
Let's see if I can let you
selected,
hear it.
Shift. Actions available.
Open settings.
Settings. English.
So as you
button.
Can hear, some new tones. Some people describe
English,
them as harsher.
English,
and
back.
Apple thinks that it's going to help people with frequency hearing issues. I can just tell you right now, I've struggled with people who lose their sight later on in life, do not know how to hear tones, and struggle with hearing these tones, especially with the dictation. And so I don't know if that's going to help or not.
Voiceover, back button.
But,
voiceover,
you know
voiceover,
rather than
back
me
button.
Just
accessibility.
To you, why don't we
accessibility,
go see if
back
explore
button.
What's
settings,
new in
settings,
Siri,
heading.
Shall we?
Sir, her fan, air, wife, Bluetooth, cellular, personal hot, notification, sound, focus, screen, general, control, display, home screen, access, wallpaper, Siri, face ID, Siri and search. But before
Siri
searching,
and
heading.
Search, yes, indeed.
Show suggestions, on. Show recents, on.
That's still new.
Content from Apple, heading. Show and lookup, on. Show in Spotlight. Apple can suggestions from Apple. Allow note. Show in App Library. Show when sharing. Show when listening. Apple can make app clips button. ACB link button. Amazon. But Amazon Alexa. But Amazon Music button. Heading not found. vertical scroll bar, zoom, YouTube music, button, set Siri on search, heading, ask Siri, heading.
Let's go back to the top.
Listen
here.
For
this
Hey Siri, on. Press side button for Siri, allow Siri when locked, on. Language, English, Siri voice, American voice, Siri responses, button, call hang up.
Siri responses, okay, this is one. Now you can adjust the response time of Siri and how long you have. This can be really useful, like if you use her to write messages. So you adjust double
spoken responses,
here.
Heading, selected, automatic. Prefer spoken responses. Siri will use on-device intelligence to automatically determine when to speak. Always show Siri captions, off. Show what Siri says on screen. Always show speech, off. Show a transcription of your speech on screen. Show a transcription of your speech. Always show. Always
prefer
selected. Spoken Siri and search. Siri and search. Back button. Siri
Another
and search.
Another interesting feature is the ability to use Siri to answer and hang up calls.
My information. Her birthday. Announce. Call
the
hang up.
Hey,
off. Siri responses. Button. Button. Call hang up. Off. Button.
Oh, shut up, HomePod.
Siri responses. Button. Call hang up. Off.
There's
button.
Nothing to stop here.
You're right. There isn't. Okay. So, anyway, live demo, folks. So I don't have that active on my phone, but it is on my thing. If I had this enabled, I could theoretically tell Siri to answer and hang up calls. Now, this has been a hit or miss feature for many, and it will not work on older phones unless you have headphones that support Siri, such as, well, you know, the new AirPods Pro 2, for instance. So that is some of the things that are new with Siri. And and you can also ask Siri to enable auto answer calls. And another interesting thing is command guidance within an app. So you can go to an app and ask Siri what she
Siri
can
and search
do.
Button.
So that is something else you can play with. And there are some new offline features with Siri, such as HomeKit and Intercom and voicemail will now work with on Siri. And you can ask Siri for confirmation when dictating. Excuse me. Another thing you can do is tell her to cancel sending messages, but you have to be a lot quicker with that than you do with the way I just showed you. Dictation, you now have the on-screen keyboard that can kind of work with your writing keyboard, and I think you can also now give it emojis. I have never really used dictation much, and what I understand, this feature is a little bit quirky, so. So that may not work as expected. You can now switch between lock screens. This is a feature that is still needing development, especially from the voiceover side, but you can adjust that by going to your wallpaper in settings and adjusting lock screen widgets. I did give this a try. I've not really gotten it to work, so it's one of those that use at your own risk. Notifications appear at the bottom of the lock screen. For us, that's really just, it's called Notification Center. And there are some ways to you can change those a little bit. You can do more customizations with focuses, such as silencing specific people instead of just being able to allow them. So you could have everybody allowed and then just silence, I don't know, Diane, for instance, if you want to do that. I don't think you should, but and you can set lock screens for different focuses. So those are some new things coming with focus. Now, another thing that you're supposed to be able to do is delete a contact without
Siri.
Being able to have to go to the edit thing. Let's see if this is the open phone. I have actually not given this a try, so we're going to do that live for you right here on
Herbert Allen,
the thing.
Me,
Why?
Tab bar,
because,
keypad, selected,
well,
contact, Chanel Marie Allen,
sure.
Herbert Allen, me,
them.
Herbert M.I., Herbie, Kayla, Tony Al, Emerus, Monique, Ang, Timothy, Eric Art, Cappy, Mark Bayarjan, Nick Baker, Dan Bates, Amy Baxter, Rita Beams.
Okay.
Crystal Bell.
This
Rita
person
Beams.
I don't
Rita
really
Beams.
Talk
Actions
to,
available.
So let's see if I can go
keypad,
to the bottom.
Select, favorite, block this caller. Share my location. Add to emergency. Add to favorite. Share contact. Send message. Notes. Text. Notes. Home. Pay. Home.
Nope.
Nope. Set. Share. Add to. Share my location. Block this caller. Tab bar. Favorites.
I
tab.
Can
one
them,
con. Edit.
But
button.
I can't delete them.
Done.
If I
dim.
Go to edit, I'm
tab keypad. Select recent
here.
Favorite. Delete contact. Button.
Yep.
Can't. Done. Dim. Cancel.
So,
cancel.
This
contacts,
one,
contacts,
think,
back button.
Is
edit button,
a little
read
bit
message
interesting.
Call video mail pay home.
In terms
edit
of
contacts
really
back button
work.
Contacts Christine
Can
Bennett
I do it from the lock
Crystal Bell Rita Bean Amy
out,
Baxter Rita Bean
the...
Rita.
Yeah, so this one I still say needs some work as I've not been able to delete people that way. And you can also apparently merge contacts, but that is. Oh, that's right. I know what I'm doing wrong. So let's
tab
go
bar,
back
voicemail,
to
tab,
the contact.
Five to five, Rita Beans.
So what I actually need to do is a double tap and hold or a one finger triple tap, which is the
preview,
same thing.
Rita Beans, message, video, pay, copy, share, make this my card, delete contact button.
Okay, there. Now I can delete her from here.
Alert. Are you sure? Delete contact. Cancel.
Actually,
button.
I just remembered who she is,
Rita
so
Beans.
I don't want to.
Crystal Bell.
But that is a whole much nicer way of being able to delete a contact rather than having to go through edit. So you can do a one finger double tap and hold or a one finger triple tap. Either way, and look for delete, and that is going to be very nifty. I need to go through my contacts and start editing again, and now that I can do it more easily on the phone. So let's see, what else do we have? Safari, nothing too exciting there, except that if you use tab groups, you can now share them with other people. Door detection. Okay, this is not a feature I'm really
1932.
Big on,
two notifications.
But you can
social folder
kind of get it to work. And basically what you do is you can enable the magnifier and you can set up if you you need a phone with LiDAR to be able to fully make this work. So that means any of the Pro series. And so you go into the magnifier and you go to settings and look for door detection, enable that. You also might want to enable image recognition to make that work for you as well, because what not only will that do is door detection kind of tells you there's a door in front of you, and the image description is useful if you want to read signs. I will tell you, if you're in a situation where you've got Braille signs and if you were a Braille reader, that's still going to be the most helpful. I did try the door detection. I'm not set up to show it to you all today in terms of actually really using it live, but I did not like it. Like, it read my bedroom door, for instance, as an elevator door. I
1934,
I
three notifications.
Quirky.
Weather folder, two apps. Unwanted Apple
you
apps folder,
can
five apps.
Give that a try if you want. You're supposed to be able to do a four finger triple tap to bring up magnifier. But you do need to set up that shortcut if you want it. However, the other way you can get to it is from your control center.
1934,
which is
status
there.
Notification
so
center. Your evenings, Tuesday, September 27th, 1934,
center,
control center. Air, mag codes, music rec, codes, magnifier. Button.
Magnifier, okay, so here we go. And then if
magnifier,
I go to...
viewfinder, card, selected, zoom, zero, brightness, contrast, filters, flashlight, off, detection mode, freeze frame, button, settings, button,
yep, here's
actions
the
available.
Settings. And so after you've set all that up in settings,
freeze
detection
mode,
to
button.
Detection mode.
Detection mode on. Door detection on. More light required. Detection paused.
More light required. Okay. And, I'm going to get out of this.
App switcher. Settings.
You can set up magnifier, though. You can set up the door detection for distances, and you can use American measurements. You can use the metric system, whatever you want. But this might be a feature that's going to be more useful down the road when we get glasses. And I don't remember, I think door detection kind of does work with InVision glasses, and Apple is rumored to be coming out with AR glasses, and it might work better for that. All right, guys. Another thing is better support now. Well, actually, full support for multi-line Braille displays. Those are starting to become a reality. If you have an Apple Watch, you can get AFib history. You can also have it keep track of your medications. I have yet to play with either of those. New enhancements to maps. And you can also get some more automatic feedback with VoiceOver and maps. And get better identification for when to start walking and things like that. Privacy and safety. If you need to do a safety check, you can do so by disabling location sharing in other apps. if you're in an abusive relationship. There is also a lockdown mode. The only time you would want to use this is if you've been targeted by high-profile malware, and I would not even worry about that feature unless an IT expert tells you specifically, and one from Apple for that matter, you know, yes, you need to do this for security reasons. It will really limit your phone, and it's really designed more for, like, really high-profile people because, yes, they use the phone too. You can add third-party two-step identifiers into your keychain. This is something I have not had an opportunity to play with. And you can navigate the weather app by containers. And if you do not have containers enabled in your router, you can do so by going to your router settings and voiceover. And better text detection and translating stuff. And let's see, anything else that's truly exciting? Oh yes, books app. The controls for audiobooks have been redesigned. Nothing exciting there though, really, I can tell you. Music, you can now favorite an artist in Apple Music, and that means that Apple will be able to give you better recommendations on not just similar artists, but to update you on artists that you favorite with who come out with new material. There is a bug with the mini player, and it is not working the way it should, and I'm not going to go into full details on that, but basically it is a little bit of an unfortunate thing at the moment where we cannot use the mini player to go into. I really like it for, like, when it queues up songs that were not in the album or song I just selected, and I want to add it to my library. So now there's a favorite section in the news app. You can add in a lot more categories, including local news, which does require location sharing, and your favorite sports teams as well. And let's see, so that's that. Spotlight, if you use that, you can, I guess, access Spotlight to search by triple tapping on any page number. That is not something I use. There are better ways to find apps on your phone that are probably a lot easier. Safari can do better translation of text and images to live text. And live text is the text that you'll see in videos. I've not really gotten a chance to get this to work either, and I need to see if I can get it to work in something like YouTube where you got those little video clips that it likes to send. You can use your notes for notes. If you have secure notes, you can use your iPhone passcode to password protect notes and giving you one less passcode to worry about. And you can also create shareable notes by generating links and sharing them with others. All right. I've done plenty of talking for now, and I want to see if you guys have any questions about anything I've talked about or anything that I've not talked about in regards to iOS 16. So put your hands in the air like you don't care, and I'll be more than happy to talk to you. And so far, we do have a raised hand, yes.
Yes, we do. And Kat, you may unmute.
There's a couple things. One, I found out that you cannot do any type of dictating in here because it put me out of the message. And I was trying to, and it didn't let me do it. But that audio message thing, I really like that when you were talking about doing the audio message, because if you do, like, with Siri, and you do that thing, like Herbie, like you're talking about, you can only do it for like 90 seconds. So an audio message, if you do it through the message itself, you can do it for longer. And then the other thing I wanted to say was the Siri responses. Most of it doesn't really matter except for like the response time and the volume. If you're trying to lower your Siri volume, like if you want to put it at 44% like I do for work, that's in that at the bottom, I believe.
All right, very good. I will say the 90 seconds can really sometimes be a benefit because you know, maybe you don't have time to hear long messages, but some people I do know like to send 5-minute long messages. And if you do that to me, just don't expect the whole thing to get listened to. That's all I'll say on that. And apparently, I've not tried this yet, but you're also supposed to now be able to rewind and fast forward through audio messages. And I'm not quite sure if that is indeed the case, but I need to get that to work. So, all right. Well, thank you, Kat. And that's good information on the Siri. And yes, and the nice thing too about holding your phone to your ear is I think that's a lot more natural just to hold the phone to your ear and then you can just talk and talk and talk as long as you want. And if you like to send 15-minute long messages, you can do that. All right. I see that we've got a sea of hands here, guys.
Yes, we do.
Let's keep going. Oh, they keep it coming.
Marty's iPhone is next.
A couple things. I don't know for people that are using the Libre sensor. There is a thing that Libre said when they update, they're going to correct that you can't use the text-to-speech feature to get your glucose results. So you have to keep VoiceOver on and then, you know, just like scroll down to get your reading.
1943.
Also, with the Siri tones, if you're using a Bluetooth headset, I think when you do Siri, you get the original Siri tones. At least I do with the Bluetooth headsets I've been using.
All right. That.
That's all I. That's my story.
Yep. Okay.
And I'm sticking to it.
You're sticking to it. All right. But yeah, that's actually, okay, my phone's falling here. All right, very good, Marty. And who do we have next?
Next is Tony.
My question is, does iOS 16 or has iOS 16 had any kind of effect on, say, like iHeartRadio, for example? Like in the past, I've been able to select an artist from my library or whatever in iHeartRadio, and they have their featured songs, and then they have other artists that they play. So, like, say for example, in the past, I've selected just that particular artist's featured songs. Now it's at a point where I can't select that artist featured song or do a replay without having to pay for it. So I'm wondering if they have made a change with iOS 16 to iHeartRadio or something like that there.
No, Apple Music's just trying to become more like iHeartRadio and the others where you can favorite stuff rather than like artists instead. That's all they're trying to do. Apple Music is still a paid service, and you do have to pay for it, but it is a full, unlike iHeart and stuff. Apple Music does even have a radio service too, where they have custom stations and things like that. But essentially, they're just trying to adopt a similar interface and, you know, try to make better use of it. That's all they're trying to do.
Because I know that iHeart and Odyssey, which I said I was going to download earlier, have featured radio stations and I guess featured artists or something like that there. And I didn't know whether they followed the same format or not. I got to, you know, give it a try. But I was wondering about the iHeart thing because in the past I would select something and it was all free. And then all of a sudden now it's sort of like you can't even do a replay without having to pay for it or something like that. So I didn't know whether that's it. But anyway, thanks for taking my questions and thanks for getting it right. It was indeed
DJ. You're welcome. Well, I tell you what, DJ, I've got your next song for karaoke and you can select this on iHeart and dedicate it to them. It's a little song by a 3-member group. You may have heard of them, called the OJs. And the song is entitled Money. So,
how come I had a feeling? One of these days, I'm gonna tell you the story about how the OJs got their name. But that's another call for another time.
All right. Thanks. Well, I can't wait for that one. All right. Get so up. There you go. All right.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Okay, who have we got next?
Next we have Sawyer.
So, Lucille, when you mentioned about the command thing, is that helpful for visually impaired people? Like, how does that? Do you ask Siri, like, what do you see on the app? And then it will tell you, like, if there's a play button or whatever? Or how does that work? Like,
so all that is for is it can, it, all that's for is it strictly tells you what Siri can do in an app. So that's all that does.
Oh, okay.
Yep. So, you know, like, say if you open Skype and you want to ask Siri what she can do, then she should be able to tell you, you can have me do the following or whatever.
I use Skype all the time. I use Skype all the time, actually, monthly.
All right. Very good. Well, thank you, Sawyer, and glad I could clarify that for you and everyone else, in case I did not make that clear earlier, that is strictly for Siri telling you what Siri can do. All right. Who is next?
Next is Erlene.
Oh, the boss lady.
Hello, Herbie. Hello. Thank you very much for doing Apple Bites for us. I always enjoy listening to them. When I can't be there, I check out the download. And thank you, Diane, for hosting. Herbie, you mentioned that there is a problem with the mini player. And I wonder, do you know, can we listen to the Audible books on iOS 16, or is that affected with a problem with the mini player?
So the mini player is strictly a problem with Apple Music only. So everything else still works the same way. Audible, I can definitely tell you, still works the same way you would expect from iOS 15, for instance. So this is strictly an Apple Music problem where we cannot fully navigate the mini player.
Okay, and I know it should be one person, one question, but I do want to slip in one more important question. Do you know if the hearing devices, such as the Oticon hearing devices, can we update with iOS 16?
What was that? No, I don't know. That is a good question. I would say check with your hearing aid manufacturer and see what they say. If anybody actually knows the answer to this one, then by all means, please raise your hand so we can get you an answer to that. But otherwise, I would say check with your hearing aids manufacturing website or call them and see if what they say on that. Same if you have other, I do know now it does work with the Dexcom and Libra, but if you have third-party devices or whatever that are hooked up to your phone, you definitely should check with your manufacturer to see what they say on that particular subject. Most people, companies, I think, are going to be good about getting software updates rolled out in time, and they should, because they get access to the developer beta if they pay for it, you know, several months in advance. But
well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. All right.
Hey, next we have Meryl.
Meryl, buenas noches.
Try it again. Meryl, you should be able to unmute.
Computer, how do you say unmute in Spanish?
Oh, I got it. Oh, my God. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, good. Okay. Okay, so I wanted to tell you, Herbie and Diane, that I did try the hang-up feature several days ago with Siri, and it works fantastically with me. I have had no problem at all with it. And I also love the new Siri tone. I can understand people with, you know, either hearing issues or people that have lost their sight later in life, but for me, I think it's great. So, thank you.
All right. Very good.
You're welcome.
Hey, next we have Brenda.
I have a few comments, and first I want to ask a question. Are you in a position where you can roll suggestions up to Apple?
Do I have that kind of lovability? No.
Oh, well, that's too bad.
I as a beta tester, I can leave feedback on things that I notice in regards to apps, but I don't have any high level access to Apple. I'm just the average Joe who Erlene plucked off the streets one day and said, "Hey, can you do this for me?" And I said, "Sure."
Oh no, this is good. This is good. We like this. I recently acquired the iOS 16 version. I like the dictation tones. I love your demonstration of the new voices. I don't use Siri much. I use mostly screen text and the dictate feature, and it does have some issues. It puts commas in where you don't want them all the time. And I use the maps with Siri, and that works pretty well too. I do the walking directions, but my one thing I don't like about the 16 version, if you are going to text, you get a text from somebody who is not in your contact list. Used to be in previous versions, you deleted the text and that was it. Now, when you delete a text that does not have the contactor of sender in your contact list, it makes you, do you want to send this to junk? Do you want to report or do you not? Which I find irritating. I just want to delete it. So I called Apple and I told them about this. And the guy said, well, it's because we have so much spam that sends the report back to your carrier. I said, well, I can just call my carrier's spam number and that'll take care of that. So I'm hoping, I made the suggestion they give the option to take that extra step out of delete so that, you know, if you want to report it, you can, but that you have the option to silence that feature so that once you delete that text from whomever sends it out of your contacts, it's gone.
Yep, very good. I definitely agree with you. They should implement the option. I actually love that feature, though, just because most of the people I correspond with are in my contacts. And if they are somebody who I want to correspond with, odds are good for me that I'm not actually going to delete that conversation. Unless, of course, it's like, you know, a confirmation code or something like that. And then the other message is, well, actually, I've been very happy to see this feature because now I can report them as junk. So that makes me happy. But
see, I had to add my bank alerts to my contact list, for goodness sakes, because right. Because it kept saying, do you want to send a junk? No, I'll call my carrier.
Here's something to think about. Here's another good reason why you can all add two good reasons why you might want to add stable things that are going to constantly text you to contacts. One, you don't have to hear the phone number. You can have it here, say, like, you know, Wells Fargo or Chase Bank or whatever. Two, another cool thing is then you can always give it a custom text tone. So that's actually the first thing you hear and whenever a message comes in. So there are some advantages for stable alerts to put into your phone. And that way you know what they are too and you don't have to remember 967 is blah, blah, blah. You know, I do that with, like Comcast is a very good example of that. They have a verification/alerts number, and I have that in my phone, and this was done well before iOS 16, so that way I can immediately hear Comcast verification and not 266 and not have to be thinking who's 266 again. So sure. There are some advantages besides that, you know, to consider, you know, why you might want to put some numbers in your contacts. So
okay, and so thank you for a good presentation. This is very helpful.
Well, excellent. If you are a Bits member, you can go back and listen to all the other presentations I have done.
And I'm actually not. How do you do that? How do you join that?
I am so glad you asked. You know what? I need a break, so I'm going to turn things over to our Bits host, who's going to tell you all about that one more time. Diane?
Thank you.
If you want information and how to become a member of Bits, or if you actually want to join Bits, you can visit the website at www.bits-acb.org.
If you have any further trouble, just email community@acb.org and ask for either mine or Diane's contact information, and we will gladly help you get you the information that you need. So thank you, Brenda. Glad you're enjoying this. All right, last hand.
Belongs to
Cat, I believe.
The issue is, I just wanted to let you guys know real quick, and I don't know if this happened with iOS 15 or not, but with Zoom, if you go out of Zoom and you're on a Bluetooth headset of some type, It will make it so that you can't hear except out of the earpiece, and that's been a bug of mine. And then yes. The other thing is if...
Go ahead.
I'm sorry, Herbie.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
And then the other thing was, tones, I haven't gotten the regular tone with a Bluetooth headset, so...
All right. So a couple things in regards to that Bluetooth bug. I do know about that. I have even used the feedback app to report that to Apple while I was before the public release came out. Disappointing, actually, that did not get resolved. That answers your question, Brenda, on just how much influence I have over them. I do need to mention that if you're an iPad user, your iPad OS 16 will be coming out later this month. So be on the lookout for that, but there is still a 15 update you should definitely make use of in the meantime. Next month, I am actually going to do something rare for me on this call, and that is talk about an external app. And I'm feeling a little bit inspired because Bard Mobile has recently made some changes. And they are minor ones, but I think it's a good opportunity to take a look at an app that can be very popular with the blind community and what it can do and how the new 2.0 is working out. And so that's going to do that. And then if time permits, I may talk about some other book apps too, such as Audible and Voice Dream Readers. So that's going to be a rare external app demo next month on the Apple Bytes. So I hope you will come back for that. I want to thank Diane, thank Erlene, and thank you everybody who attended this Apple Bytes or who's listening to the archive. And with that, we will see you next time.